The Unwise Use of Money and the Spirit of Speculation. Chapter 5. The Message to Sell. Burrow Valley, California, July 7, 1888. Dear brethren and sisters at blank. Let not the enemy of God and man control your thoughts, your words, and actions. The message from the lips of Christ is, sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not. There will be many great failures in earthly banks and in speculations, including mining and real estate. How pleased Satan would be if, in the very time when men should be selling their possessions to sustain the cause of God, he can so deceive them that all their available means shall be invested in land speculation and other worldly enterprises, thus taking away from the cause of God means which should flow into the treasury to advance his work in the earth. When Jesus tells us to sell, he does not mean that our principal burden should be to buy possessions. If Satan can get us entangled in worldly possessions so that we have no means to put into the Lord's treasury, then he is leading us to do the very thing that Jesus has told us not to do. Misleading prospects. Many have conscientiously loaned their money to our institutions that it may be used to do a good work for the Master. But Satan sets in operation schemes that will produce in the minds of our brethren a great desire to try their fortunes as in a lottery. One and still another are flattered by strong representations of financial gain if they will only invest their money in lands, and they take their means out of our institutions and bury it in the earth, where the Lord's cause is not benefited. Then, if one is successful, he is so elated over the fact that he has gained a few hundred dollars that he decides to keep on getting money if he can. He continues to invest in real estate or in mines. The device of Satan is successful. In the place of increased funds flowing into the treasury, there is a withdrawal of means from our institutions, in order that the owners may try their fortunes in the mining business or in land speculation. The spirit of greed is fostered, and the naturally penurious man begrudges every dollar that is called for to be used in the advancement of the cause of God in the earth.